www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
The new DUI, the National Transportation Safety Board, is calling for a nationwide ban. That's all of you listening on the use of cell phones and texting while driving. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Too much too big brothery for you? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's part of the buzz in the backyard. There are a couple of other things, too, that we're going to talk about, including the Penn State coach. Yeah, he says, I'm going to pass on the preliminary hearing. There's people gathered around waiting to hear what his accusers had to say in a courtroom. He said, forget about it. He pleads not guilty, waives the right to the preliminary hearing, and now that proceeds to trial. Once they get a trial date, then the accusers of courts would be heard from, but that could be months and months and months from now. It's still going to be the same scenario. 100 seats for the public. They have to have a lottery. Much like the Casey Anthony trial in Orlando, people lined up to try to get a seat in that courthouse. It's going to be the same thing in Pennsylvania for the Sandusky case once that ultimately is set. We're set for a jam-packed hour here on the show that includes numbers, baby. We can count. Oh, my favorite segment. Why? Look around you. Everything in your life is about numbers. The amount of Christmas cards you have to mail out or you're not going to mail out this year. The amount of lights you have on your fake or real tree. The amount of dollars you have in your pocket so you can go through or not go through the McDonald's drive-thru. It shows you how the golden arches, no matter what they tell us about your arteries, diabetes, all that kind of stuff, since we are a nation with little time where people have very short attention spans and not a lot of time and expanding waistlines, I can see why. I was driving by a strip mall not too far from where I live, and I noticed something interesting. The McDonald's was getting a facelift, and it was awkward. I don't see how anyone could have gone through the drive-thru. There was bricks all over the place, and one side of it was covered up. But still, there was a little tiny way that you could see it when I went by, little tiny way that people could drive in. And let me tell you, it was like a traffic jam. People wouldn't even get out of their – there was like hundreds of parking spaces. People didn't even get out of their cars, park, walk into the – McDonald's that was getting the facelift. No, they'd rather try to risk it like an obstacle course. Just kind of jam that car in there, get up, and get the order and be on their way. That's everyone these days. It is. It's everyone. Even if you're really, really, really good, I venture to say there's very few people that can say they don't break down every once in a while and they just get some crappy food because they're tired. They don't want to cook. They don't want to clean. They don't want to do anything except for eat. So belly up, you're going to be able to partake of this feast coming up. And you can also, by the way, jam on it easily. I'm going to give you the digits, 800-259-5791. What do you think about the possibility of an across-the-board ban? Forget states doing it themselves, having laws, because already there have been cell phone laws that have been enacted, like hands-free, etc. But now they're calling for that possibility, and this would definitely be the biggest grab for the NTSB that I can think of. In the past 10 years, they're trying to limit the use of devices of all sorts, electronic devices, certainly for school bus drivers and young drivers and commercial truckers. But now, if this happens, if it's adopted by the states, it would simply flat out outlaw non-emergency phone calls and texting by anybody on the road, period. Too over the top or dead on. What's crazy is the statistics, because supposedly at any given daylight moment, some 13.5 million drivers are on handheld phones. Ooh. And you think about it, I mean, that is scary. But do I like the idea of a blanket rule? I don't like that so much. Don't like that one so much. All right, first, before we get anywhere, let's go to Andrew in Texas. Hey, Andrew.
Hi, Kate. I hope you're having a pleasant holiday season.
I am, and you are on a phone right now, but are you hands-free?
No, I am, but I'll tell you what. My points are going to be directed toward this. I'm willing to give it up. I don't have any problem with them banning that because I see it on the road because my part-time job requires a lot of driving. And I agree that it is a hindrance, and it can be deadly on the road. It really can. And I have the Bluetooth, but still I don't use it all the time. And I don't have any problem with that because we did it for many years without it, and I think we can go without it while we're driving if we have to. Only the driver. If there's any kind of stipulations where they can use it, where maybe someone who's not driving, they can use it. But if you're driving, I agree with it because it is it. I actually see it. I put a lot of miles on, and it is very, 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 very scary at times.
So you wouldn't be able to call this show. You'd have to pull over.
Yeah, I don't have any. I've done it. I don't have any problem with that. If I have to give it up, I will give it up. If they pass the law, I don't have any problem with that.
Okay.
I really don't.
All right, thumbs up. I gotcha.
Yeah. Now, I heard you say a little while ago, are the Democrats sweating it? Yes, we're sweating it. Of course we are. But I wanted to say, I'm an Obama supporter, and I want to give that man a fair chance because, of course, nobody wants to hear, like, it's one of the worst messes in history. But I tell you what, it really was. And if people understood that we're getting ready to go into the abyss, and what he did was to sustain, and, of course, you got to give and take. Now, the word of the year is going to be introspective. Look inward. And I tell you what, I don't make as much money as I used to because of the economy, but I'm willing to work. I have gotten rid of the entitlement way of thinking that I'm better than the next person to me. I drive the Mercedes-Benz. I have a nice home, and I came from a very humble beginning, but I don't mind working. That anger that I used to have a long time ago, I see it with people. They're always talking about because I'm willing to work. I turned that into a positive, and every aspect of my life, I tried to turn it into a positive and I'll give you an example. I mean, I knew I had to work a little bit more with my job because I don't get the overtime at my first job. I had to be in shape. I went and got in shape. We have to be accountable. We need to roll our sleeves up. America was built on that. And I can say this because I'm a minority, and I work hard for what I have. And we used to eat mayonnaise sandwiches, and that's without the bread sometimes, Kate, when I was growing up. I don't mind working hard. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I agree with you. I love what you said, Andrew, about accountability. Listen, I have worked many, many, many jobs. I do not just sit on a throne and talk out on these airwaves. I have had many times in my life where I've juggled things, including in college, I did that. So I agree with you. I'm the granddaughter of a trucker who worked his way up, and I agree with you. I think part of the problem is that people don't want to be accountable. Thanks for your thoughts, Andrew. Mayonnaise without the bread. Bravo to you for doing the things that you have to do to make it happen for your family. It is. It's like with healthcare. People talk about the accountability. We just did that in our previous show. Hang with us.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring. Because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. He's on board with the National Transportation Safety Board recommending forget the whole cell phone texting thing because the distracted driver is what's becoming the epidemic. They had 3,092 deaths last year because of people that didn't pay attention to where they were going. Here's one thing I would say, though, about that as someone who has lived all over the place, driven all over the place, driven from, you know, state to state almost. We've always had distracted drivers because they're focusing on reading the paper. I see this at least three times a week. How are you reading the paper and driving? But I'm not saying the passenger, the driver. Reading the paper on the phone, yes. But reading the paper, putting on makeup, doing a slew of other things besides even the phone stuff. So there's always been a problem with it, but I guess it's even bigger. I would love to see the demographic breakdown, though. Is it younger or is it older? Or is it just, you know, current? Is it just across the board? You know, 35 states already banned text messaging while driving. 30 states banned cell phones by brand new drivers. You can't be, you know, just get your permit, your license. And 10 banned all handheld cell phones. So it just depends on where you live. What happened was, there have been a couple of really, really awful accidents that people are talking about. There was one that happened last year in Missouri, and I know a lot of you remember this, that there was a terrible, terrible bus accident. Really, two school buses ended up in the middle of this thing. And what it was there was a chain reaction accident, and it was in Gray Summit, Missouri. This is the one that really started to get people, I think, thinking. The driver of a pickup truck got 5 text messages, sent 6. He was leaning over just before the accident. So investigating this, they really believe that he was distracted. When his truck hit at 55 miles an hour, the rear end of a tractor trailer which had stopped because of the highway work zone. They were in that. Two school buses then plowed into the wreck in front. Two people, including the pickup truck driver and somebody in the bus, were killed. 38 other people were injured. Now, that pickup truck driver, 19 years old. So he was breaking the law anyway because he shouldn't have been texting while driving. It's also hard to, I think, to see this and to give citations to people because, you know, they're looking around. There's the one time they're looking around. Oh, put the cell phone down. I mean, is it dangerous? Well, yes, because like everything else, people abuse it. People that can't multitask in the first place. You know, it's one thing to talk on the phone, but the texting thing to me clearly is much more disturbing because how are you in this tiny little, I don't care if you have the iPhone, an Android, whatever it is you have. I mean, come on, all of us in texting, we're looking at really, really tiny, tiny little numbers. So, yes, I mean, you will have to be distracted when you're doing that unless you're a passenger. All right, we're just getting to the whole political thing, too, and talking about what I believe, and I have said all along, we need a third party. Because whether you're left of left, right or right, somewhere in between, or just fed up with all of it, nobody is completely thrilled with what's happening in Washington, because really at the congressional level, especially they make the laws, is where you have a massive, massive traffic pileup. They can't use the phones as an excuse. They're supposed to be there voting and making laws, right? Coming up with something. So Jim Cooper, congressman from Tennessee, Democrat, talked about something that we've talked about a bunch of times here in America Tonight, the bipartisan group called No Labels. Cooper is affiliated with them, and they've come up with this plan that's aimed at trying to smash the gridlock and to cut out the polarization and come up with constructive debating. And also talks about other things like the payroll, tax cuts, unemployment benefits, Medicare, all that kind of stuff, figuring this whole deal out. And one of the things that Cooper says is, listen, he's a member of Congress. He's saying Congress would do its job if pay was at stake in this whole thing. And he also talks about the fact that, you know, we need to have open primaries. We need to have open primaries. If we had that, that would change a lot of what's going on in Washington as well.
I think this would not necessarily cut congressional pay. It would make every congressman and senator a forceful advocate for getting our work done on time. And I bet you we would get our work done on time. The only real election that matters today in America and most congressional districts is the primary election. And that's where fewest of our citizens participate. In many states, it's actually illegal for a member of the other party or an independent to participate in a partisan primary election. So many of us think that we should have more open primaries so that good people can run. Hopefully we can attract a better quality of candidates, because that's another shortcoming in today's political process.
All right, I think he's right about that. Get the brightest, the best people possibly running. I love the idea of having that open, and I like this group No Labels. We've talked to them several times, and we've talked to them about the fact that they're working on this plan to try to make it become a reality, and if necessary, go for another party. Start with another party. There have been a lot of people actually now talking about. There's three different efforts to see that happen. It's going to be very interesting, 2012. I don't think the election is going to necessarily play out the way most people think it's going to play out. Now, one other thing. You had both Rick and you had Andrew recently here in the last, you know, 20 minutes or so that have both said, you know, Obama, and Rick saying Obama's probably trying to keep himself from laughing about the Republicans who are running. But the USA Today Gallup poll shows that Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich are beating the president in 12 swing states. The swing states are key. Because, remember, this is what worked for Obama the last time around. So there's a big concern there as to what's going to happen in some of those spots where it was, you know, a layup last time around. I'll call it a layup. But this time around, it might not be such a layup. And, you know, what's going to happen in Ohio? What's going to happen in Florida? What's going to happen in South Carolina? What's going to happen in those states? Key. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Yeah, this is the Tomas Mistletoe Company, and we have a special on mistletoe this week. Okay. For just $9,999, we'll send you some fresh mistletoe from the mountains of Michigan. So, there you
I
go.
Bet you will try to raise some money. There you go. You'll have a good Christmas, $9,000.
Yeah. Hey, you know, yeah, I mean, you are just getting so good at what you do. Is every time I turn on your show, I learn something new, like that I don't hear anywhere else. You know, Paul is within 1 point of Gingrich in Iowa. Mm-hmm. I mean, because if you listen to any of the conservative talking heads, you know, they don't even consider Paul, you know. And if you, you know, go to any of the blogs or any, like, Free Republic, you know, nobody likes Paul. But the people are starting to notice one thing. He has not changed all these years. Everybody else is has shown how much of a hypocrite they are. They're quitters and they're losers. But Paul has stayed steady. And, you know, when you think of Newt Gingrich getting $30 million from the most evil enemy possible, Fannie Mae.
Yeah.
You know, people are just not going to vote for him. You know, and it, when you know they start throwing up the history of how he retreated when the showdown with Clinton came on, and you know how he quit all of a sudden just because they were, you know, going to investigate a book deal or something like that. But what he was really worried about was the girl that he was having an affair with.
Yeah.
You know, and they're seeing this, and Paul is just incredibly moving up. If he wins Iowa, that is just going to throw the entire media into a tailspin, because one thing people in the media don't like to do is they don't like to lose listeners, you know. And some of these talking heads will start saying, well, maybe I ought to start speaking a little better about Paul. But what do you think?
I don't think any of the big ones. If you're talking about Rush Limbaugh, or you're talking about Sean Hannity, or you're talking about Laura Ingraham, Tomas, I don't see that. I don't see them switching in a different direction. I mean, of course, if Ron Paul got the nomination on the Republican side, well, then what's going to happen? There would be more discussion, I guess, ultimately, if he was the guy. But what are the odds of that? See, the caucuses and the primaries, that's when we're going to see things really start to separate. It's going to be interesting, no doubt.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
It's what you ghost them for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through a subtle and a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Here on ATN, home of the Backyard Buzz, we have the most overused words in a resume. And I was just trying to think if I used any of these words, and oh, I'm so certain I have used them. Wonder if you've used any of them if you're looking for a job, or have you used these words a lot in everyday conversation? Hopefully not, but I'm going to give them to you coming up in our last segment. But before we get there, some serious conversation about the whole Iran thing with the drones and displaying our drones in their little drone museum. It's so infuriating. You know, I just picture Ahmadinejad, the two-faced Iranian. I see him sitting at a dinner table somewhere, laughing hysterically at our expense, and I really do. Whenever I see him interviewed and he has that smirk on his face, I just think, and that smirk when he's talking about America, he's loving it. He's like the taunter. He's like the swizzle stick that you just want to throw away and you can't. You just want to smack him down. But, of course, nobody's smacking him down. What's interesting is that you have Joe Lieberman, used to be a Democrat, had to go the way of independent because he wanted to stay in the game, and Senator Lieberman really agreed with one of his adversaries, Dick Cheney, in calling on President Obama, really calling him out for not doing more to destroy the U.S. spy drone that the Iranians have at their disposal to take apart. I mean, the fact that they're flaunting it on television, that's a humiliation to me. It's ridiculous. That's why I keep calling it a drone museum. It looks like it's on display in a museum. Hello, Russians, come on over, check out the drone. Let's pull it apart. I know this is a weird analogy, but you know the movie Independence Day? I know you know that movie. They only played 1,000 times on TNT. And 4th of July, that's all. Coming up for the 50,000th time, Independence Day with Will Smith. So in the movie, you know the part where, by the way, there is that Area 54, and there's a spacecraft, and there's a few aliens that are in formaldehyde or however they're being displayed. But you have this spaceship that's been on ice, and that's what it kind of reminds me of. I don't know why. In the secret bunker museum, we have American equipment that we're taking apart and tinkering with so we can redesign it and use it for our own. So too bad. I mean, you know, Lieberman's right. He's getting ready to retire, and he's saying, I wish we could have found a way to destroy it, because he worries that they'll be able to tap into some information that could end up hurting the U.S. in some way. And he says that the president is not handling this crisis very well. Cheney, of course, is saying, Dick Cheney is saying the same thing. The drone was called the Beast of Kandahar, by the way. And both of them think it's a huge mistake. Cheney says the right thing to do would have been to go in and just destroy it. As soon as it goes down, destroy it. You can do that from the air and make it impossible for them to benefit from having captured that piece of machinery. So instead, through diplomatic channels, the president asks in a nice, pretty pleased way for our sworn enemy, wink, wink, to return it. And of course they're not going to return it. Cheney's right, and we know that, and we've already talked about that. Lieberman is on the same page as him. I mean, what's up with the intelligence? This is an extraordinary asset. It's not just some plane that went down, some little gimmicky thing that went down. This is an expensive, incredible piece of equipment that now has all this information in it. Forget the technological breakthroughs. I mean, come on. And this was captured December 4th. So it was part of a CIA reconnaissance mission. And Iran said that, you know what, it was brought down by an electronic jamming near Kashmir. That's 140 miles from Afghanistan. Too late now. I mean, they got it. That's the deal. They have it. And, you know, wouldn't we have learned that this is what you do? Wouldn't the CIA have had some kind of something in there that would explode or do something? If I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Didn't James Bond always have that kind of stuff in the 70s? Here we are, what, 2011? There was no way to get rid of it. There was no way to destroy it. Roger Madden had his own take on Iran and the bomb. Take a listen.
In matters domestic, one must think tactically and limitedly. In matters foreign, one must think strategically and broadly. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. In addressing domestic concerns, compromise is probable, and losing the battle only means you have another chance to return to the battlefield. In addressing foreign concerns, compromise is merely possible, and losing may be catastrophic. I refer to these well-worn principles of domestic and foreign relations in the context of the present dilemma America faces with respect to Iran's nuclear armament project. In foreign relations, there are no rules or courts courts of appeal or extraneous forces upon which a nation may rely. And decisions of war or peace are made without the required time or wisdom that provides leaders with the necessary ingredients that produce judgment. Iran, a terrorist state, a committed enemy of the United States, wants what it believes will allow it to survive for 1,000 years. The ability to deliver great damage to America at little or no cost to itself. And such damage to America will in all likelihood be catastrophic. Today, America's current leadership is paralyzed. Its vision of America allows it the luxury of believing that Iran with a nuclear weapon will be no danger to America, and its understanding of foreign relations sees no further than its past. More important than our economic troubles, the presidential election of 2012 may very well decide America's future existence. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
Yeah, 2012, we're back to that again. Iran, by the way, is now threatening the Strait of Hormuz, which, of course, is where the ships go in and get the oil. And this is a big deal. So we also have this to be concerned with. The military is holding a maneuver very, very close to the Strait. And what they're saying is if the world wants to shake things up and make this area insecure, we're going to make it insecure. That was a big-time threat by Iran's energy minister, saying that Tehran could use oil as a political tool if they need to. Hey, you want to keep poking us on the nuclear program, and now this thing with the drone, if we feel like it, and we decide we've had enough, then that's what we're going to do. We're going to make everybody pay for all of that. Because, listen, about a third of all seaborne shipped oil, all of you know this, passes through that strait. In 2009, that's what happened. And those figures are readily available from the Energy Information Administration. They have them. And U.S. warships patrol in that area to ensure that the passage is safe, right? Because most of the crude that's exported from Saudi Arabia, Iran, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Iraq, together with all of the natural gas from Qatar, has to go through that shipping channel, between Oman and Iran. It's 4 miles wide, and it's like gold that goes back and forth in that channel. So because of the threat to the strait, oil went up to about $4 a barrel in a crazy, crazy burst on the day of massive trading. And it's jitters over the comments. You know, it's all about the negative news. So, of course, what happens with crude prices when there's a panic? And why is there a panic? Because you've got this nuclear bomb possibility now, and the pursuing that to the ends. And now you have this other thing that's happened with the drone. And the threats continue back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. My suggestion is, if you have one of those Vespas, or if you have a moped, make sure it's ready. Didn't they just have a movie? It was Tom Hanks, where he was riding around with little Vespa gang. Because he didn't have the money to fill up his car anymore. So what did he do? He figured out a way, because of a gang of people that were going to school, where he was going to school, driving them. But it's not that far-fetched because of how cheap the gas would be. Certainly if you could ride on one that was close to where you work. I mean, honestly, every time gas prices tick up, that's when everybody panics and calls the show to tell me what are they going to do, because they can't afford to pay this gas bill anymore. It's so out of control. And this is a reason why it's going to be out of control. And this is a reason why that pipeline is so big from Alberta, Canada, all the way down to Texas. Because somewhere, I say this all the time, and I really mean this, so we have to look in the mirror and decide, are we dependent on oil? Are we willing to just chuck it all and think that our green technology is going to catch up really, really fast and we're going to be okay with all the people we have driving in the U.S.? I'm going to say, that's not going to happen. We Can Count, coming up.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith and liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available. The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all-natural cotton. It's ultra-soft, ultra-warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
Topping We Can Count, Jerry Brown, Governor times two. He's back again. And he's trying to impose another $1 billion in budget cuts, because California is practically falling off into the ocean. People forget about that, but they have serious problems financially there. So he's saying they need to make at least $1 billion in those cuts to schools and social services, or they can't survive. The state revenues have fallen $2.2 billion below the projections. So they've got automatic mid-year reductions to the public schools, universities, and colleges, and in-home support for seniors and the disabled. The cuts are below previous estimates that were thrown out there so that the state could avoid deeper cuts to the public schools especially, and that could include reducing the school year by up to 7 days. Woohoo! If you're a kid, you don't care, but if you're a parent, you don't like that, right? They were hoping for $4 billion in tax revenue, which ends June 30th, but it's not looking that way because they passed last summer without Republican support based on spending cuts, fee hikes, blah, 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 and optimistic revenue projections. On a small scale, this is what's playing out in Washington. What's interesting, and I just watched a a documentary on China that I found fascinating because it filled in the blanks on a couple of things about Red Dragon. Oh, I know, that's terrible to say that. But in China, what the competition, and we're talking about how the Chinese have our debt and, of course, are producing cheaply so many things. In this documentary, they were talking about the new era ball caps. Now, I have lots of ball caps with all different insignias all over it. I probably have, I'm not a collector, but so it would seem it, I am, because I've got probably 350 from covering different things. And after I saw this documentary, I did my own trick on myself, looking to see where my hat was made. And lo and behold, new era. What they do that's very, very tricky, they had three plants pumping out their hats in the U.S. They kept closed down two, kept one in Buffalo. But really, in China, they are massively trying to produce them really, really cheaply. And that's what's happening. So the Yankees hats, the Bo Sox hats, you know, name a team. And that's what's going on. Because if you go to a hat shop, you know, your kid likes a team, you like a team, Detroit Lions, whoever it is, and you're out there shopping, buyer beware, my China trick might not show up because it might have the New York plant attached to it when you look to see where it's made. But it really, a big chunk of it is made, and a lot of their material is made in China. They put those hats together. Mm. Wow. Anyway, I digress. Let's go back to this talking about cuts and what to do. The Pentagon finds itself in the same pickle, looking for 756.9, that point is important, 9 million in a refund from Supreme Food Services. So check this out. They're pressing a large contractor in Afghanistan, that's the company that I mentioned, to refund within 30 days overpayments in unsupported transportation costs. The Defense Logistics Agency made the decision last week after negotiations that Supreme and the agency were unable to agree on final rates for a contract that was awarded way back in December 2005. So they've been paid $4.2 billion since then to supply and transport food, water, all that kind of stuff, packing boxes, other non-food stuff to troops in Afghanistan. Fresh fruit, vegetables, you know, all of that. But in March, they noticed the oversight in a March report that, you know, how bad does it get? If the contract wasn't well designed, well thought out, all that kind of stuff. And so they want the money back. Yes. Supreme's head of the Washington-based ops is a former Army lieutenant general who headed the Defense Logistics Agency from August 2006 to November 2008. So you think they're going to get that money back? They might have overpaid $124.3 million for transportation and corrugated packing boxes. The Pentagon also had no assurances, by the way, that billings for another 103 million in boxes were accurate or even chargeable. Who's doing the books? That's what I want to know. They can't find someone to just, isn't it easy? Here's what's coming in. Here's what's going out. Here's what's coming in. Here's what's going out. Oh, we paid $455 million for airlifting fruit and vegetables from areas in the United Arab Emirates to Afghanistan without military people ensuring the prices were fair and reasonable? Of course we did. Why would we have anyone on that? So this fraud and waste and abuse, oh, baby, it's sitting right there. You just know it. I mean, I could go on and on with these numbers. The company claimed profit rates of 13% for helicopter costs, 10% for fixed wing aircraft, and 9% for trucking. They might have been overpaid $1.8 million, you're going to love this, this is my last one, in a performance bonus because the Pentagon didn't adequately review company claims. Wow, $1.8 million in a performance bonus. Somehow, someday, we all got to have a clause in some contract somewhere that gives us these performance bonuses. Because this is where people are making all the loot. Nobody was paying attention to what this company was doing. That's ultimately what we're saying here. And why didn't we have someone paying attention to that? This is an interesting one about Roger Ailes' autobiography. You know who he is. Fox News was really a startup, and now it's in 17 million homes. It's one of the most profitable news organizations in the United States. He could get for his autobiography up to $4 million. 71 years old, Roger Ailes is, and they're shopping the book right now at this point. He worked on, what's interesting is, the Fox News Channel was created, he created it for Rupert Murdoch in 96. By 2010, Fox had 10 of the top-rated cable news shows, wow, and 25 to 54 in that demographic. Ailes, by the way, worked on two presidential campaigns, Richard Nixon's in 69 and George H.W. Bush in 88. He also is a graduate of my college. We went in much different eras, but he went to Ohio University. How about that? Here's the deal when it comes to resumes. What LinkedIn has culled its top 10 list from 135 million profiles and found that creative was the most overused word globally in the United States when it came to resumes and talking about your work. After that, you get to organizational is number 2. 3 is effective. 4 is extensive experience. Extensive experience. I don't know. It seems crazy. Can't you just say experience? 5, track record. There's a real buzzword for you. 6, motivated. I am highly motivated to apply for that performance bonus that your company offers, even if we just do okay. 7 is innovative. 8, problem solving. 9, communication skills. That's hilarious. 10 is dynamic. Where are you saying dynamic on your resume? I have a dynamic track record. I'm highly motivated and innovative. I'm great at problem solving, and I have extensive experience. You could use all those words in really the letter that you write. So what does it all mean? LinkedIn is saying that the words are basically meaningless and don't help distinguish you from other job seekers. And the idea is banish buzzwords from your profile. Use language, they say, that shows that you are a unique professional and you have your own unique experiences. I don't know. Problem solving, is it bad to be good at problem solving? I'm thinking out loud. We could use a few of those in Washington.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.